Well, I'm really proud of our guys for locking in this week in practice and focusing on the number one seed in the playoffs, going out and playing them in their place. And there's a lot of ways that teams approach these things and the way teams play. I was very proud of the way our team fought today.
What was the difference today in the last few weeks where things seemed to derail you every week, but this week you seemed to overcome those little mistakes?
Well, we didn't have as many of those quote-unquote little mistakes, number one. I thought the defense played very well, created a pass rush on Matt Ryan, which is something you need to do. And I thought the back end played well.
Can you talk about Josh Freeman and how he played?
I thought Josh performed well. You know, I think, like any quarterback, there's going to be one or two that he'd like to have back, but I thought he played within the system, trusted his training, and did a good job.
Your defense has been in the position of trying to hold a one-score lead or a two-score lead. What was the difference? Talk about them stepping up and doing that in that last possession.
Well, I mean, again, it comes down to a combination of pass rush and pass coverage, you know, and Mark Barron makes a really nice play in the back end, yet play before we sack him. So, I mean, it's that's the way it has to work if you're going to be good in pass defense.
Was your coverage better today than it has been? It seems from our standpoint, you guys were a lot tighter in coverage today than you have been.
Well, I thought it's been better the last couple of weeks, you know, since New Orleans, actually. You know, we had the one big play in the whatever the game was last week, St. Louis game. But other than that, I thought they covered well, and it's two games in a row.
You play the best team in the NFC to a one-point loss, and you beat them here at home. You carry something over like that into the next season, the offseason, knowing you said all along it's close. Is this kind of validation of that?
You know, I don't know. I kind of look at it as we had an opportunity to play one more football game together, right? We know teams change, things change every offseason. So, but this team, I think, really never takes it for granted what they get to do. And make no mistake about it, we get to do this. And I thought that was really the emphasis, of being able to go out and do this one more time. Granted, when you do that against a good football team like that, you know, whether it was at home in Tampa or here in Atlanta, it's a good thing to be able to use all your cumulative experiences or make up who you are and what you are.
Greg, do you appreciate the fact that they played their starters right to the end and gave you a full game with the regulars instead of bringing in secondary and all that kind of stuff?
Well, I'm glad they did, but that's their business. You know, I'm not commenting on what they did. I'm glad they did because, you know, I think our whole football team wanted to play their team. And, it's good.
Greg, when you're playing to finish and you don't have the playoffs in mind, why is it important for your team to win?
Well, I've said this, you know, last week a few times. I think the hardest thing to do in pro sports is win an NFL football game, and I don't think people realize how hard it is to do it, how much goes into each and every game. And you learn to do it, and there's, you know, you get your scars and you get tougher and you learn to do it because pressure situations at the end, game on the line, you get better at that the more times you're in it together. So to me, it's just putting it in the bank. You know, we had an opportunity to bow our neck and win a football game on a final drive, and we did it, and that's what this league is about. Most of the games come down to that.
Greg, talk about Doug Martin's season, how he finished.
Well, I thought he ran the ball extremely hard. You know, there were some plays you thought he was bottled up, and all of a sudden this little guy comes spitting out of there. I was really, really happy with him. You know, I've been happy with him. He's done a good job.
How big was it for Josh Freeman after the interception to put together a drive like he did and answer the touchdown that they just scored?
Well, I think Josh has done, you know, so much that I'm not sure he needed that to say, oh, I'm good here. But I'm sure it makes him feel better, you know. It helps us win the game, and that's ultimately what we're trying to do. But I think a guy of his experience, you know, one drive or one interception, why is it going to do anything?
Offensive line seemed to really step up today in most cases.
Yeah, I thought we protected the passer very well, and I thought Josh did a good job of moving in the pocket as well, feeling the rush, not looking at it, moving. And as, again, it goes hand in hand, right? But without a doubt, I thought we were firm up the middle, which gave him a chance to step up in the pocket.
Now that it's over, what did you learn this year?
I'm gonna hold on to those for tomorrow. You know, this year, I'm just going to kind of stick to today's game, but I love what I do, and I feel blessed that I get to do it. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Greg.